Hello, my name is Larissa Adame, and welcome to the Game On Podcast. Today we will be discussing virtual reality, or VR gaming, and our opinions on its effects on the video game industry, as well as on the player's health and well-being. Today I'm joined by my fellow Spot 127 students, Duncan and Jose. Why don't you two introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Duncan. I'm a freshman at Franklin Police and Fire High School. When I was a kid, like really young, I got my first PC, and ever since then, I've been a gamer.
Hello, I am Jose Perez. I'm also a freshman at Franklin Police and Fire High School. When I was about 5, when I first started gaming on my neighbor's PS3, playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
It's nice to meet you two. Now, as I mentioned, today's topic is VR gaming system. So what are your opinions on VR gaming?
Well, I think that VR is an advancement in gaming technology. And maybe in time, it could revolutionize and bring completely new games. Such as if movement in VR wasn't just, you know, teleporting around, it could also change the experience of first-person games.
VR headsets are actually pretty expensive, which is why I don't like them, and also not many companies would like to take a chance at making VR games, since the VRs are very expensive and not many people would actually want to purchase the VR headsets. And also, is it really going to last, just like the Xbox Kinect, which didn't really go off that much because no one really understood why you want to use it.
All right, interesting. You know, one of our correspondents, Hamlet Lemus, recently visited a local video game store, Fallout Games, to talk to the manager about his thoughts on VR gaming system.
When most people have video game business to attend to, their first instinct is to head to their nearest GameStop. But this Arizona chain will have those of you in the Valley reconsidering your options. Fallout Games is a retro video game store with locations in Northern Phoenix, Paradise Valley, and Tempe. Their specialty is old school gaming. I recently sat down with Richard De La Cruz, a manager at Fallout Games and avid fan of video games. De La Cruz works with video game hardware all day, and is experienced with repairing and maintaining consoles and arcade machines that are over 30 years old. I asked De La Cruz what he knew about virtual reality or VR gaming systems and his personal thoughts on them.
So a virtual reality headset is essentially, as the name suggests, a headset that has dual screens inside of it that provide functionality and immersion to add for your video games. The VR gaming systems are quite an extraordinary feat. They provide an experience that I've never played before in my life. And they're quite fun. We've seen videos so far of people who wear these headsets and they have almost real experiences, let's say on roller coasters or going through a haunted house or everything. Having tried it before, I can say that using these headsets, they're very impressive and they work.
What kind of health effects can VR systems have on those who play them? Can they be harmful to players, either physically or psychologically?
We don't know about the psychological part yet. Physically, yes, definitely, but it's more or less if your play area that you're in is not set up accordingly for the headset. There are times where disorientation comes into play and you may fall over or trip on something, you know, possibly an animal of some sort. And even then, some virtual reality headsets have actual sound headsets on them, surround sound, so someone could sneak up on you and of course you might get scared and flail around. But so far, all we've seen is physical damage, but that's more or less accidental than anything caused by the headset itself. In the past, we've been told to stop staring so close to the TV, but yet as technology goes further and further, our screens get bigger on our phones and our TVs have definitely gotten bigger. There's more than average person these days has a 60 plus inch television in their house. So I'd say that throughout, you know, the 30 plus years we've been playing video games, there really hasn't been anything damaging to the eyesight that we have connected to playing video games too close to the screen. So I don't believe that anything is particularly wrong, at least not yet. It's still too early to tell when it comes to virtual reality if anything is causing damage to eyesight at all.
What kind of effect do you believe VR systems will have on the gaming industry? In what way will they change the way people play and purchase video games in the future, if any?
It all depends on the developers and who decides to support virtual reality as time goes on. There's two ways I can see this going. Already, we are hearing word of places opening up virtual reality tours where you can just go in, pay a fee, sit down, and somebody has recorded an entire 3D video of a tour through Italy or Japan. And people, instead of spending thousands of dollars to go on trips, would use these video virtual reality headsets in order to visit these places that they thought they'd never be before, which all in all is very cool, but that's more of a casual side of it. As far as a hardcore player side, we've seen stuff like the Kinect from the Xbox 360 and how they wanted us to no longer use controllers, and unfortunately that did not go as well as planned. But with virtual reality, as somebody who has used it before and knows that it actually works, it all comes down to who decides to support it. And there are definitely a lot of titles out there and still being created every day that really utilize the experiences and the possibilities of the virtual reality headset in order to provide a fulfilling gaming experience. So I think that as long as it is supported throughout the years here forward, we may have something that sticks around for a long time. But it still may be a niche market. Right now, the lowest price that we've seen on a virtual reality headset is about $500, and that's from the Sony PlayStation. But that system is only, that VR headset is tied only to the PlayStation 4 system. From there, it gets a lot more expensive. The Vive headset, the Oculus Rift, and I believe there's another I'm forgetting at the moment, those can range anywhere from $800 all the way up to $1,200. And that's not including prices that you have to pay for your personal computer in order to upgrade it, in order for these headsets to perform well. If I were to resell it as a used product, it'd probably be somewhere between, I'd say, $350 to $400. But I'm not sure if the price will come down anytime soon, only because of its specific market that it's aimed towards.
For Spot 127, this is Hamlet Lemus, signing out.
So now that you guys have heard the opinions of a longtime video game player and someone who understands the industry from a closer point of view, have your thoughts changed?
I would say I feel the same about it. Like how Mr. De La Cruz mentioned that VR games come out every day, and also how they incorporate looking around in a three-dimensional space in different ways. Although in my opinion, I think a VR system and how it costs over $500 is way too expensive. But if the industry for those games doesn't die off, I think those prices would go down.
Like Mr. De La Cruz said, VR can't take you to places you would not want to go. You would want to go but would not be able to because it would cost so much money. And you would not want to spend that much money on going to one place when you could spend money, less money on VR and a sort of like world to go from your house and imagine that you are in that place, such as room. And you also be able to be immersed within the game because you see everything around you and not just a screen that you would normally see when you play outside of VR.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining me, you two.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
This is Game On Podcast from Spot 2027, and I'll see you next time.